The City of Vancouver's Urban Forestry Team says it received nearly 900 service requests related to fallen trees and branches following the recent snowstorms. Trees were downed across the city, including along popular walking and running trails like the Stanley Park seawall. On March 3, the Park Board announced that the seawall would be closed between Lionsgate Bridge and Second Beach due to safety issues as crews worked to clear the trees. It also erected fencing to keep people out. But determined locals weren't dissuaded from getting in their afternoon runs, even if it meant venturing past the wall. In a video posted to TikTok over the weekend, residents can be seen climbing the fences, jumping off the seawall and going around via the rocks or just hopping over the felled trees. One person even struggles to get around the fence with a stroller. We remind the public that fencing and route closure signage is in place in our parks to keep people safe and free from harm, stated a park board spokesperson in an emailed statement. The seawall will remain closed to the public, as a result of debris slide issues and fallen trees on the path caused by the recent cold weather and heavy snow, they told VIA. Rock scaling and cleanup work is underway and park board crews anticipate that the route will be reopened later this week. We thank those who observed the closure at Stanley Park for their patience while our crews work to reopen the path, added the spokesperson. At Anna 3443, it was not easy to walk in Stanley Park seawall today, smiley face. Hashtag VanCity, hashtag Vancouver, hashtag Life in Canada, hash only in Canada, hashtag rec musical note all the way up, feet. Infared, Fat Joe and Remy Ma and French Montana.